Wow. It's kind of funny because that's not at all the meditation I was planning on doing. And it's like, okay, thank you very much. So I look forward to receiving your sharing your experience, because the sharing is really important, not only for your physical body to receive it through the frequency of your voice, the vibration of your voice, but it's also really awesome for everyone else on the call to get to hear other perspectives of how it was felt and received. I was waiting to see, is anyone else going to start or do I start?
Okay, so my battery is low, so I'll talk first and after I'll go and do my battery, unless anybody else would like to. Okay, so I go. Thanks. So it was interesting at the beginning. There was lots of stuff I was kind of between my mind and inside. So there was lots of stuff that came up for me that made me realize that there's stuff happening in real life with my oldest and one of her friend. And I realized at that moment that it was a mirror for me to get, that they were presenting myself, but I thought it was for her to really realize. But then I saw the loop between her and her friend and me. So then I got it, like it was that loop. And I said, okay, so if I go with that core wound, then, oh, well, what's going to happen for them, but at least for myself. So there was something like that brought me to an event that happened into my life when I was young. I was kind of six in a school bus, but then I thought at that moment, it might be even deeper and deeper, which is that I, so... It was very interesting because as I felt it, because I have chronic pain like here. So I was able to feel like you at that moment, you said, where is it into your body? And then I felt it again. So it was like, oh, wow. So that was a big pinch at that moment. So nice. That helped me. And so that was kind of a moment. There was later, I realized, okay, at one moment I saw stuff. You said, okay, layers and then layers and layers, and at one moment I saw it was kind of a public bathroom. I was only able to see my feet in the bottom of this public bathroom where it had separation between. It was flooded. It was very disgusting. It was not fun at all. So I thought, wow, if that's my core wound, kind of where it is and all of that. So, and that felt very, very disgusting. So that was not fun. And that was at that moment you said, okay, you still go on the beach, you continue walking. And then I was like, that was off anyway. So that's kind of how it, with that deep pain. And, but I took notes, but basically that was very interesting for me to see how deep it went. And there was stuff, deep pain for me. At the deep pain, when you said we were there, for me, it was there was movement, always doing and moving. I was not able to kind of, it was just moving. So, and at that moment, you said, okay, where does it hurt? So then it was in the where I would have wings. Okay, yeah. So it was there. So that was very interesting to have all of this. Like,
how interesting to feel where, like, the different layers of the defense structure and where we actually feel it in our body, and that is different places.
Yes. You know?
It's like, Wow, what an awesome discernment to develop.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a good thing I took notes, because I would not be able like to say it again. I'm kind of going through notes again, but that's totally me. For those who know me, like, that's totally me. Like, the core wound being that I just keep moving and keep moving anyway. Yeah. And the fact that, yeah, it's all flooded and disgusting and all of this. So it does make sense. Well, I'm amazed. Anyway, thanks for listening. That's it. Thanks.
Oh my God. Yes. Next month, we're going to talk about the survival mechanisms, fight, flight, flee, fight, flight, freeze. That's very flight. That's very flighty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there was an event that happened just earlier today, and that made me realize, like, yeah, totally this. I'm like,
yeah. Good. This is good. It's right on. Just keep developing the awareness of seeing it more and more. Okay. That's huge, huge piece.
Yeah, and thanks to you all. I'll go grab my thing so I can put more power on that thing. So I'll close my screen and I'll go grab it. Hey, love you all. Thanks.
Who else wants to share? It's not an obligation, but it's good to do it. Go, Luis. You don't need to raise your hand. You can just unmute.
Hello, everyone. Julie, thank you for a beautiful meditation. I was quite surprised when I started to put my hands in that first outer defense structure.
Yeah.
And I couldn't feel my hands. I was really trying to feel something with my fingers, but I had cramping in my hamstrings. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was really like palpable. I was disappointed with myself that I couldn't. I was visualizing this with my hands, but there was no sensation. It was all in my legs.
Perfect.
And then once we got into that sort of chamber, past the membrane and into, my hamstrings are still a little tight, but not cramped. And I felt kind of squeezing right around my sternum. Like it was very uncomfortable. A lot of thoughts. I remembered when I was hurt there as well, right? But I don't think that was so, I don't think that was a particularly traumatic incident, but and then I found just at the very top of my ribs and in my sternum, there was this tightness. And then that moved into my throat.
Yes.
And I just tried to open up with those feelings. I tried to, instead of bracing against them.
No, exactly. That's what we don't do.
I was just trying to, like, welcome that.
Yes.
I just allow that, not resist it.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly went away. But my hamstrings are still sore. I don't know why. I was so surprised. I've had, like, usually I've felt that I've had energetic releases more in the, not the muscles at the back of my leg, but more on my inner thighs, like those really, like any wide angled kind of seated fold or anything. There's so much that stops me right in there. I was quite surprised to feel it in my hamstring.
That's so wonderful. You know, it's so wonderful. Like, that's just letting you, it's letting you know, like, how willing your energetic system is to communicate with you.
That's
so awesome. You know, like, and it, like your mind just like, hey, what? And that's perfect. it's perfect. It's like your mind, I understand, you don't understand, like I don't either. It's okay. We just need to go feel it, because that's where we're holding it. Like some people sometimes have anchors in the back of their legs. It's almost like things that prevent us from going forward. or like an energy that prevents us from kicking back, from kicking something that, you know, like it's all these weird, it's like so creative, you know, our systems can be so creative of where they're going to go lodge energy to make sure that we're safe by not, you know, whatever, attacking us when we're 3 years old, which would be very dangerous. Like, so cool. And then
I think, I think this feeling of, like not resisting is key.
Absolutely.
I think that's going to be a very good practice in general. Oof. Is to, you know, I can lose my temper too easily and get frustrated too easily. Like something I really don't like about myself. And I always regret that. There has never been a time that I've said something when I'm angry and haven't regretted it.
Of course.
And so I want to bring this sensation into just allowing that feeling to like go to the very edges, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the internal. So whenever your outer defense gets breached, that internal defense structure comes up, and that's that kind of like emotional, irrational reactions. And, you know, it's like anger stuff. We say things, and I heard this beautiful quote the other day: anything started in anger ends in guilt.
Mm.
It's like, that's a writer downer, you know? Like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks, Lou. Like we have the luxury while we're only a certain amount of people on the call that we can share, because it's like if the call's 2 hours long and we have half an hour to share and we're 15 people on the call, we'd have to be done the meditation 15 minutes after the beginning of the call so that we all had time to share. So clearly we're not going to be able to do that. But while we can, you know, feel free, whoever wants to share their experience. And
hi, everybody. I'm like kind of sleepy, so I don't even know what I'm going to say. Like, I don't know what you are doing, but I like it. You know, you're kind of playing with my mind and it's good. But it's not true. But I mean, this is what my mind's trying to make me believe. But when I start to do the meditation and you're saying going to walk on the beach, I so want to go walk on the beach, you know? So it's been so long since I walk on the beach. So I was feeling like free and light and sun and happy and everything. And when you said like to put the N into the first layer, I was like, okay, you know, I can do it. Like whatever, I'm on earth for that and whatever. And you ask where the pain or the thing is, and it was in my heart. So it's like I'm working so strongly on me, on my ego, on everything, just to reconnect with everything with love, that I wasn't afraid. I was like, okay, if I just have to put my hand into it, like, okay, let's do it. But it's when you ask to do it in the second layer, I got kind of, it's like, I don't know. It's like I lost everything. It's like I was not lost, but I was in trust that I was in my heart. So I didn't need to be aware of it, kind of. And I don't know what to think about that, because when you start talking, who's want to share? I was like, why she ask who want to share? Is it done yet? Are we finished? Like, you know, I didn't realize that it was done. It was finished. I was like, it was just like, okay, hey, who's want to share? And I was like, but I was still in it. Like, so I don't know.
We went through three other layers after.
No, I know, but I probably went through it.
Of course.
But I just, you know, I don't know what
how
happened.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's yeah, interesting. It's like for once in my life, I can say, because what I'm passing through right now, it's kind of a lot about fate, to don't focus your attention about pain and sadness and fear and this and that, because it's all there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like something is holding me, maybe angels, maybe my soul, maybe my higher self. I don't know what it is. Maybe God itself, but God itself through me. I don't know. But it's like for the first time, for once in my life, it's like I'm not afraid. It's like I am into my heart, passing through all these. I feel like yes. last, how can I say that? Mistrust about fate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I'm feeling. So when you were saying like do this and do that, and it's like I was going, you want to add more, you know, you did that in the past when we were younger. You say, I want more, give it to me. I'm able to ship, you know. So this is what I was feeling right now. I was like, nice. Okay, that's it. Yeah. So I don't know if you see something, but if you see something, please, sister, tell me.
No, I think you're onto it. Like a you know, you're highly intuitive as it is. So for me, it doesn't feel like, oh, I just gapped out and then I wasn't there for the rest of the meditation. It doesn't feel like that. It just feels like you were able to just be really present in the deep heart space. And you said it really well. It's like you're passing through the last layer of mistrust before you're fully back in faith. And to be fully back in faith is to be that being of light that's able to walk through these layers and just be like, it's all good. I love you.
And now just saying that, like, it's like, I want to cry. It's like, but I'm not crying of sadness. I'm crying of like, finally.
Yeah. Yeah. Because because that's what happens, right? Like the, when we come back to wholeness, whatever grief in our heart is related to having felt separated, that is related to having separated, comes up. It just comes up. It's like, it's beautiful. Like you experience it's a loving experience and tears come up, you know, like, and the tears coming is the grief of when you didn't have that. As the love and the consciousness comes back into the heart, whatever was around the heart that was pain is released. And people just need to understand that and let it release.
Yeah, I never thought that it would be like that. I thought like, because we you know, when we doing the road of awakening, like, you know, you and I, it's been 20 something years. So sometimes it's rough and sometimes it's still rough, but you never expect, I think I didn't expect that it's going to be like this.
Yeah.
My mind was tricking me like it would be like a, like a big events of party, of celebration, of freedom. Mm-hmm. And this and that.
Yeah. And meanwhile, it's just, you just feel the soft pain. It's like, and it's gone. And you're like, and that's it. What?
Yeah.
Here he goes like, wait a minute. You know?
But it's funny though, because yesterday I was listening to Full Moon woman. Like she was saying something to do with the full moon. And she said, put water into a glass I don't know how to say, but in this texture glass, you know, put water in it, put your intention in it and just put it under the moon. But I have no place to put under the moon, but I just asked the moon to filter my water. And my intention that I put into the water that I start drinking this morning was, please clean every pain that I have from this life, from this past life in my heart, make my heart being free so I can finally do my mission for God, for the source, for light, for love, for everything.
Woo-hoo.
And this and this is what you're offering tonight. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Anyone else want to share? We had 5-10 minutes. It's okay to be like, woo. Yeah, go ahead, Mama Mia.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. I've been gone for several months and life just got very busy. And most recently, my father passed away. I was in Canada and just came back to Mexico. So I'm happy to be back. But I feel like there was definitely, I felt the energy. I felt even just as we were going through the layer, it's almost like, it was almost as though in my mind's eye, there were these shadows that were coming to the surface, almost like smoke, like shadows coming to the surface and then just sort of floating away, sort of just dissipating.
Nice.
In that sort of release. And so when we were going through the process of bringing in the circle of light with the silvery lining, it was just naturally clearing away. There was definitely no resistance on my part. And at some point, I guess I kind of tuned out. It's not the first time. I think I had another session before where I tuned out, but it's almost like I was underwater. I can hear you above me. I could hear you above me, but I wasn't aware of all the things that I needed to do. I felt myself like floating, almost as though, I don't know if my protective mechanism was kicking in, trying to keep me or shielding me, or whether or not I was just, it was a natural, there was this natural release and I was just floating. But definitely, as we went through the layers and I became more present again, I kind of started here, you know, as we were absorbing and getting everything back into our body, I guess, into our core. Mm-hmm. It's like I surfaced and everything became clear again. Everything became like clear and bright. And I don't know, just definitely a lot of energy, but a lot of peace. So just to kind of, I guess, maybe share something personal, like the process of my dad's passing was very peaceful. There wasn't that struggle. My dad passed in his own terms, peacefully, took his last breath in the hospital. He was prepared. He gave me a sheet of paper of all the people he wants me to talk. He gave me the people he wants to be pallbearers. He gave me the, you know, who he wants to do his eulogies. It was very peaceful, kind of how you would want like death to kind of be. So I don't have a heavy heart about that situation. So I feel like, especially because that's the most recent, I've had a lot of, and because I was in Canada for some time without my family, I had a lot of introspection about life in general, because, you know, that does that whenever there's a death. And I feel really at peace. So that's probably just the biggest thing that I can describe with the whole process of that. And through this meditation, I feel at peace and comforted. And as we're going through the layers, I don't know if it's because maybe I may not be ready to face them, or maybe I am releasing them without necessarily experiencing the pain required to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just let it be. I just let it be. It was almost like a muffled, I was like in this, like underwater, but not water. And I was just floating, you know, as you're giving instructions, but you sounded far away. But definitely the most presence that I felt during the process of the releasing was definitely there was this kind of like a, almost like a smoky, reddish, dark, smoky thing just sort of coming out of me in that during that process. And no pain, no resistance, just very
Awesome. Well, awesome. Very
peaceful.
Yeah, what I want to say is that it's like a lot of the pain that we experience is hard pain. It's the pain of like bashing our wounds or judging ourselves, or like that's the hard pain. The soft pain isn't that hard to feel. It just wants to be felt and released. And it doesn't even have to be like like that. You know, so you know, last month Lewis was saying something. He's like, at a certain point, I thought maybe I checked out and fallen asleep. But then I realized if I'm aware that I think I've fallen asleep, then I must not be asleep.
Right. So
it's kind of the same idea, right? Like what you're talking about. Yeah. It's like you didn't check out, you didn't leave, and then all of a sudden the meditation's over and you're like, oh, what did they do? Oh, I have no idea what happened. That's not where you were.
No.
Yeah, it's like you were in a lower field, not in a bad way, than the conscious active mind, you know, like, and you were like deeper into the system. It doesn't feel like a checkout, and it doesn't feel like you weren't, you know, willing to feel. Like of all things, you were in the feeling, which is kind of like water.
Mm-hmm.
And emotions are water, you know. So
okay, cool.
Yeah. Because you know you've checked out before in meditation, so you know the difference. And you can tell that's not exactly the same. So that's awesome.
Okay.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yes. 9:03. I'm willing to stay on a little bit more if anybody else wants to share. Yeah, Raju.
Okay. For me was like the first defense structure. It felt like I had a helmet inside my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the
strong helmet. Yes.
Pressure. Yeah.
And it was okay with it, and with the emotional and irrational part, it felt like some big waterfalls of strong energy all around and inside at the same time. Very, very strong in my legs, very, very strong in my legs, and particularly in my left side of body for emotional part. And for the one part, it was very interesting because at this part, my mind made some kind of objection, you know, like, okay, no. It gave me a lot of stuff, other stuff to do, to think about. Yes, it didn't want to go there, but I tried my best to come back. And when I touched this part, it immediately felt like a big tornado inside, very big tornado. It was very clear image of tornado, clear feeling. And at the same time, this tornado was shouting very, very strong. It felt from my stomach to my head, like a very big tornado. And it was shouting something, I don't know what exactly, but it was a little long, that part. And try my best to stay with it, and it fell. I probably moved on my chair at the same time, really, because it was very, very strong. And for when I went into my internal core star, it felt very good, and I clearly see that it connected with my heart. Like it produced a beam of light to connect with my heart. But the last part was very, very strong. Yes. I still feel the tornado, I think. But,
Tornado's like, I'm not done with you. You have to keep feeling me, please. You're like, got it. I got you. Oh, nice. Oof. Yeah, screaming tornado. I can relate to that. And that helmet, I felt that too. I was like, oh, yeah. It's hard for me to tell sometimes when I'm feeling that I'm feeling in the group than what I'm feeling that's in me. So I definitely felt that. Nice, Raju. Anne and Kemi?
I'm going to talk first. I think Anne is a bit... She tends to be last in this. In my case, I had problems at the beginning getting into the whole thing with the, you know, double sphere. I don't know. And at some point, I not quite phased out, but something like that. And then came back just for a short. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's my subconscious just making things easier or not, but. So there was some challenge there. Are you hearing me?
Yep.
Okay. And then when we started walking on the beach, pushing against the barrier, for some reason the barrier was a yellowish color for me, translucent yellow. But all of the barriers, like I didn't really feel that much resistance mentally or
good
stuff like that generally. Where I found that my poor, well, thing that needed to be worked on tonight anyways, was in the lower, well, the legs and the lower back. So it ended up being the first chakra and the lower back.
Of course, yeah, of course.
And where I had the most difficulty was moving forward at the end towards the core. Mm. And eventually I just came back into my body and felt like what it needed. And it was just love, you know, just so just got back into the feeling of feeling like full of love. And then that felt really good. So the rest, I'm just going to hope that whatever that wound that's been in my lower back, first chakra, is healing. That's basically all I can say for today.
Yeah, and so it's like we're honing in on this all year, right? So it's like it's a process, you know. So I like it though. It's the lower back and root chakra. That's kind of like, that's the etheric body. That's one of the bodies where we actually hold the damage that then shows up as cloud-like energies in the emotional body, you know? So what you're letting me know is that there was actually work. The level you honed into was in the etheric body. That's awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And then there's, I don't know, I don't know if you want to share.
It's not an obligation, you know, like.
Yeah. I'm still a bit grumpy from the experience. I found it intense, and I wasn't able to go into the core star very much. I was kind of drowning in the intensity. Yeah, and it was very much in the womb, like and it was just like intense feeling of helplessness and terror. And just like what's coming is almost like just like against my will, like and it started like the beginning was kind of like just memories of like allowing things to happen against what I wanted. And then just like so much like going into the inner child feeling of like no, and just then feeling this really intense feeling in my sacral, and then like
Anna, I know it doesn't feel good, but that's really, really awesome, because these things can only heal if we fully feel them.
Well, I know I wanted to keep going, but then it was ending, and then now I just feel kind of grumpy. Sorry.
I'll be sorry. So, you know, please kind of like do kind of what I'd recommend is go through the meditation again and pause it where it's like just really feeling it. It's a little bit like Raju's like tornado, screaming tornado energy, right? It's like just like stay with it until it dissipates, you know. Some of these wounds can like take a couple of minutes to feel, other of them might need longer, and that's okay, because as a loving being, that's what we do. As you wish and at your pace. As you wish and at your pace. So I know I've seen some of your releases go on. Sometimes it's like there's a lot of shaking and stuff like that. So it's like, I think this is awesome. You're kind of like, thanks. You know? But, yeah. And what a duo we've got going on here. We got root chakra and sacral chakra. And you guys get to hold each other. Like, yay. That's so awesome.
Yeah, one more thing. I guess I kind of like, for me, like this is actually, I know it's good. I just kind of like wonder, because everybody else seems to be fine and I'm like freaking out all the time. There's a bit of comparison there, you know? I'm like, am I like just like full of crap?
No, you just feel very intensely, which in many ways is a huge quality, right? So that's a really good example of what we're going to talk about next month, how the kind of like layer of the mind that kicks in over the wounds starts deciding who we are and what the fuck is wrong with us based on blah blah blah, you know, like instead of seeing how unique we each are, you know. So no, there's nothing wrong with you, and you're not full of crap. You know, Caroline had a bathroom thing going on, like flooded with a bunch of poop in there, so you know, like yeah. Oh, I love you guys. I'm glad to see you. It's strange to not have you anymore in Playa.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I need to hang up because my son is at the door outside waiting for me to go open, and it's 9:15. So I'm wondering if we should create a system where we have more time to share. I'm going to ponder this a little bit, because this is really fun to get to talk.
Maybe we can have one time per month, like sharing about stuff. Like we should write it, like what we would like to talk about more, because Anna, you don't know me, but I'm a specialist.
You guys haven't connected yet.
I'm
but
a specialist about shit. Don't worry about that. And you know what?
I'm a shit specialist.
Think about it. Shit may grow beautiful garden flowers and everything. So see it that way. You know, be like proud of yourself that you can work with it. You know?
Yeah, like, so I want to hang up, but I just realized the only person that hasn't spoken is Lewis. Are you, Lewis, you want to share anything? Are you okay with Do you want a couple of minutes to say something, or where are you at? 1 minute?
Just a little bit.
All right.
It'll be short because I don't really remember much. I remember feeling things and like having sensations in my body and like certain spots, and I remember having like visuals, like we're doing these things, but I can't really remember much. So
it's fine. So it wasn't mental. Good. You were in the feeling. That's the idea.
Is that what that means? Okay.
Yeah.
I was a little confused at first because I didn't feel myself almost in that state where I was like sleeping, but not sleeping. But I did fall asleep when you were talking about the stuff towards the beginning, which was weird because I was listening to you and then my eyes got really heavy. And then I woke up and then you started talking about something. I just kind of resumed there.
So this time you did fall asleep as opposed to last time.
At the beginning, yes, I think I did. It's hard to tell sometimes, but it kind of felt like it.
Yeah.
I just remember hearing your voice.
Yeah. The main thing I'd say is like, if you're not remembering a lot like of the actual work, but not remembering the content, but remembering that you were feeling things, that's awesome.
Yeah,
the goal is for us to feel, right? So, yeah.
That would occasionally like see stuff and like I would kind of quickly forget it. It wasn't something that kind of lingered. So it was a bit different than how I usually see it.
Yeah. Interesting. It doesn't feel to me like you just get
it. I definitely felt release happened because I felt certain parts start to kind of dissipate and open up. Like I felt my heart, the left side, and I felt something here by the cheek and the nose area. I was kind of wiggling around, moving around. But that's all I can say. I don't remember anything else.
Well, perfect. We don't have a lot of time anyways. And I just realized, Jeanette, I'm so sorry. I was like, there's like the only person that hasn't spoken is Lewis, and you're right there with your cute hat. I'm like, oh my God. Sorry about that.
I'm good for tonight. That's fine.
So I'm slowly building up the sutra space, and then in the sutra space we'll be able to just kind of like we can write a little bit things we experienced, and then we can all kind of like comment together and talk about it together. So that'll be really cool. It's almost done. And I'm going to send you a link to sign up to the Sutra Space, because all of you that have been on the calls for a certain amount of time, all the Ascension Particle calls are now going to be in that space. So anything that you've done since the beginning, you'll just have access to in there. So I'll send a link soon to get you guys in, and then we can start having conversations in there, because I don't want to do it in Facebook too much anymore. I just want to get away from Messenger as much as I can. So, yay. Thank you so much. See you very soon. For a call in 2 weeks. Oh boy, discernments. And redo it if you want to. See if you can keep feeling the difference in energy when you're going through the different layers.